The death toll inside of Mississippi's prisons has now climbed to 15 since the end of December. Most of those deaths have occurred at Parchman, a prison with a long history of violence and squalid conditions. Mississippi's new Republican governor, Tate Reeves, recently shut down a notoriously violent unit inside of Parchman, and Mississippi lawmakers are introducing legislation to address the problem. But some say it's a little too late. Jerry Mitchell is the founder of the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting. He has reported extensively on conditions dating back to 2013. And Jerry, you were at the Clarion Ledger back then, and it was a phone call from an inmate that prompted your investigation. What did that inmate tell you?
Well, unlike other inmates I kind of had gotten letters from and different things like this, he started detailing for me the corruption that was going on inside that prison. He was talking about correctional officers opening doors so that certain inmates could be beaten, even killed. And what happens is these prisons in Mississippi, they're so short-staffed. Like the vacancy rate in Mississippi is about 50%.
Mississippi also pays its prison guards the lowest rate in the country. I'm reading here that an entry-level guard makes $26,000 a year. As you note, that if a guard has a family, they would actually be eligible for food stamps. So I could see why this is an argument as to why it's a tough job to recruit for. Can you talk a little bit about how this may have contributed to some of these recent inmate suicides and killings that we're seeing?
Yes. Well, for example, on the suicide part of the equation, all but I think one of these suicides has taken place in solitary confinement. And prison experts tell you if you leave someone in solitary confinement, you need to check on them regularly. And that's the other thing that's happening with the lack of correctional officers. They're not checking on inmates. They're required under, you know, their own rules and regulations to do that. I think they check like 10 times a day or something like that, or more than that even. So anyway, so people are hanging themselves there, and then the other part of it with the murders is just, it's this violence, you know, because if you have the inmates in charge, the gang's essentially the most powerful, and so they kind of dominate, and so their rules go, and if they decide somebody needs to be killed because for whatever reason they owe money or whatever the situation is, they can carry it out without, and sometimes appear to be aided by guards and carrying them out. I know that one of the ones up at Parchman, there's video you can see, and the inmates actually cheering the other inmate on to kill the inmate.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody around.
Officials knew they had a problem on their hands. Corrections Commissioner Felicia Hall, who resigned earlier this month, repeatedly asked the state legislature for more money to hire guards. How did lawmakers respond to her?
They basically ignored her request and said that, you know, they didn't have the money, essentially. That was kind of their answer to her. She put this out to them. She told them, I was there, I heard it myself, and nothing. And this go-round, they're asking, the Department of Corrections has asked for $71 million. The Legislative Committee, Joint Legislative Budget Committee, is actually recommending a cut. So this is what's happening, unfortunately, there are these cries, but then nothing happens. And basically the answer is, well, we had budget shortfalls, and they also had these corporate tax cuts as well. And it was the last priority, so yeah, they just continued to whack away at the funding.
Jerry Mitchell, founder of the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting, talking to us about Mississippi's underfunded prisons, where a recent spate of killings and suicides have prompted the governor to shut one long, troubled unit down. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.